Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me today. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you're at my site. And don't forget all the other things you can do there, listening to archives and reading articles and finding out more about our Brain Trust members and linking over to their, clicking and linking over to their website and their websites and seeing what they have to offer. They've got a lot of great information. It's an outstanding site, folks, for small businesses, and we get a lot of compliments on it. And it's all there for you for free, thanks to my organization and our outstanding corporate partners. James Plummer is our guest. He's a new friend. He's with the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He's an adjunct analyst there, and he produced a report recently that caught our attention called Expanding the Market's Role in Advancing Intellectual Property. Now, you know, folks, that for a long time now, I've been talking to you about our intellectual property journey. And I told you that I've told you in times past that it really got a kickstart. It really left the ground, so to speak, when Mr. Gutenberg invented the press and started printing those Bibles. That's when our intellectual property journey really kicked in. And since that time, we've made a lot of advancements. And now, in the 21st century, an awful lot of what America especially creates is intellectual property. So this is an area, including you and me, folks. And even though the small business owners who think they don't create intellectual property, you probably create more than you think. And you will be doing more of it as time goes by. And so this area of understanding this property that we own and how to protect it and how to value it and how to leverage it, this is a very important discussion. And we're going to get James to help us with this. James, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on this report that you've done, Expanding the Market's Role in Advancing Intellectual Property. What made you think that these observations and this work needed to be done?
I just thought there needed to be a bit more discussion on whether or not what's being discussed as far as intellectual property goes in the debate we have, whether or not it's really how free market is the current intellectual property system and what can be done, what can be looked at to make sure that we're not having a system that's moving more towards maybe a tilted market, maybe a market that isn't totally free as far as the cost for defending copyright and intellectual property being a burden held by everyone, people who don't necessarily have a lot of intellectual property, paying taxes to law enforcement and enforcement of international treaties and that sort of thing.
So you're saying that where we have the copyright laws, I mean the copyright, I should say the patent and mm-hmm. and copyright department. I forgot. I'm trying to think of the name of the department itself, but But having those people and the antitrust division of the Justice Department and other organizations defending by, say, me being a creator of intellectual property, going to those organizations and asking them to defend me and to protect my rights and my property, instead of that happening at the expense of everyone, you think that burden should be borne more by the people who own the property? Is that right?
Basically, and it's more for copyright than for patents, the way I looked at it, patents still being for reasonably short, limited times, which, of course, is what's specified in the Constitution, that we have limited times. But for copyright, we're looking at a situation where limited time is now 95 years, which is longer than most people live, or
right.
the life of the creator, plus another 75 years, which is, you know, two lifetimes, literally,
right.
or a bit more than two lifetimes. So looking at that equation and seeing how the costs are passed on and whether or not it can be done cheaper with more of a self-help initiative when those costs are borne by the intellectual property holders. And to a certain degree, you do see some kind of self-help measures being taken by the studios when it comes to the peer-to-peer area. You know, seeding the file sharing networks with fake songs.
Stand by, James. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with James Plummer, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk some more about this, specifically about why has this gotten out of hand, how has it gotten out of hand, and why do we care? 20 Till, stay with us. Baby, I love you. We're back.
I'm so happy.
17 Till, and I'm so happy to be here. Chicago says it all for me. It's a dream come true for me, folks, to be here, to be able to talk to you about things that are important to our world and our small businesses especially. And you know what? I'm going to keep talking about this intellectual property stuff till it sinks in. If you're wondering why I keep harping on this stuff, I'm going to keep doing it because I know I'm right. I know that your world is becoming more and more an intellectual property world and less a real, you know, nuts and bolts world. The things that you create, the things that you do, you're moving that way whether you realize it or not. You're moving more and more towards. I'm not saying you're going to completely be using nothing but intellectual property, creating nothing but intellectual property, because everybody won't be. But more and more of your business will have an intellectual property component. And this is whether it be forms or systems or whatever it might be, these are things that are proprietary to your business that you want to protect, you want to defend, and some of you are out there creating content like I do. You're writing and you're making movies, you're making writing songs, you're writing books and things like that. And these are some of the things that James Plummer is talking about in his report that he's produced for CEI, Competitive Enterprise Institute. James, but from the standpoint of all the other the big companies, a lot of what you're working on and the focus of your report is what the large companies are doing to protect the movie companies, the large record companies, publishers, I guess. Those are the guys who have lots and lots of intellectual property, and you're saying, if I understand it, you're saying that they're flexing the government's muscles very heavily at our expense, and you think that they should be spending more of their own money defending their own property. Is that what you're saying, basically?
Basically, yeah. And, you know, by spending their own money overall, because they have an incentive to find more efficient ways to protect their property when it's actually their own money that they're spending.
Right.
And I think you do find that in some of the ways they have thought to kind of protect their own property.
They've been
pretty inventive.
Give us an example of how their property is being stolen from them, how their property and their intellectual property is being either pirated or stolen from them. Give us some examples that would make them want to protect it.
What a lot of the controversy going on right now is over peer-to-peer file sharing, and that's a system where basically anyone with a computer can hook up to millions of other computers and have a certain directory or directories on their hard drive full of files that they share with whoever requests them by searching under the right keyword.
And because of the diffusion of broadband, more and more it makes it more accessible and more feasible for people to exchange large files, doesn't it?
Exactly. That's exactly right. And this is, it's been going on since Napster several years ago, but the newest twist on that is that the newer systems, the indexing isn't done in a central directory, so it's harder to make the person who provides the software for peer-to-peer file sharing liable.
Like Grokster.
Yeah, like Grokster.
We reported on Grokster a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, yeah, and that's exactly kind of what we're talking about here, this MGM versus Grokster case, and that was argued in the Supreme Court this week.
Right.
And of course, on the side of Grokster, you have a number of people who do own intellectual property lining up against the big movie studios, you know, software companies and that sort of thing. You mentioned systems. And, you know, businesses that develop systems and that sort of thing should be worried about what the movie studios are doing, because they're essentially looking to have a kind of legal veto over technological innovations. You know, mm-hmm. If they win this case, they can say, well, this will hurt us and this shouldn't be allowed and they should have to pay a settlement tax or something. And, you know, this is nothing new. In the early 80s, Jack Valenti, who was head of the Motion Picture Association, testified before Congress, and he was ranting about how the VCR is to the movie industry what the Boston Strangler is to women. And,
right.
And all this kind of nutty stuff.
Well, what you've got is you've got the content producer's tail wagging the technology world's dog, isn't it, basically?
Yeah,
they're
trying their darndest to. Of course, they lost at the lower levels, which is why this is in the Supreme Court now. And really, it begins to turn the whole constitutional justification for copyright on its head, which is, of course, to ensure the progress of science and the useful arts. And I don't really know if you're helping the progress of science if you're saying that the movie studios and record companies have to sign off on every new piece of software. And, of course, they're not, they're only suing a certain kind. You know, they're suing Grokster right now. They're ignoring that AOL Instant Messenger, which I heard you talking about with your last guest.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great way to transfer files, and you can even hook up in smaller groups of more than just two people and share files and send files that way. But of course they're not suing Instant Messenger, because that's owned by AOL Time Warner, so they'd be suing themselves.
Right. Now that we've got the problem established and the player sort of on the table, when we come back, we're going to get James to tell us how he would fix this. That's what his report tells us, is how would he solve this problem, this situation, to the happy resolution of everybody. Tintel, here's Joe Cocker to take us out. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Lassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our new friend, James Plummer. He's adjunct analyst at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. And I just happen to know that website is CEI.org. And the reason I just happen to know that is because I've been talking to James's cohorts over there at CEI for a long time, Fred Smith and Wayne Cruz, for many, many years, since almost the beginning. I think Fred was one of the very first public policy guest that we ever had on the show, and that was way back in probably 97 when we first had him on. So CEI.org, if I'm not mistaken, James, is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, how about that? Hey, James, we're talking, folks, about how the owners of intellectual property can use their own resources to mm-hmm. protect their properties. And you've got some ideas on how we can do that, because I'm a producer of intellectual property and a distributor of intellectual property. So how should we do that as opposed to using the government's resources?
One thing I was mentioning before was just doing things like, as far as the studios go, I mean, they've thought of clever ways to do these things. They'll, you know, when a new Eminem album comes out or a new Madonna album, they'll seed the file trading networks with files that look like the newest cuts from the album, but will in fact just be white noise or something, or Madonna telling people how bad it is to pirate things. So the point I'm trying to make is that a lot of the time, if given the right incentive, the copyright holders themselves can come up with clever ways of protecting their own copyright and making sure, even more important, you know, for them probably, making sure they get a profit off that copyright, you know, for instance, by doing things like offering DVDs with, you know, special features that weren't with, say, if it's a DVD of a television show, you know, extra scenes and commentary and that sort of thing that isn't available if you're downloading a copy from someone who copied it off of television, and how important it is to just have the antitrust people, have them step back too from this, and let businesses work with each other. And
so you're basically saying to add so much value to the original that people will want to have that, not only because of the content, but basically because of what would is nothing less than merchandise. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, to a degree. That's one.
Well, you're saying that in the originals there are these extra offers, there's the extra features, that sort of thing.
Yeah. In the
make the original so compelling that people will want to go buy it instead of stealing.
Yeah, exactly. Or I'm not sure if original is the word I was looking for, because, you know, originally it might be broadcast on television for free without the extras, but then a DVD will come along with more bells and whistles, and you know, the more stuff you add, the harder it gets to duplicate. And as long as what you're offering is you know, reasonably priced, and then people will seek that out. And people do understand, consumers do understand that you have to throw some money into the kitty if you want these people to keep producing. And for that's why you see, for instance, the iPod, which is out now, and you know, a portable music player, and with that has come offerings for downloads for 99 cents or however much that are actually backed by the studios.
Right. James, shouldn't the industry be focusing also on not only on protection devices and mechanisms, but also in education? I mean, isn't this a big thing to educate people who may not understand this, that when you share files peer to peer like that, and it's beyond fair use, that basically you're stealing someone else's property?
Yeah, education is definitely an important part of it, and it's a dual thing. It's educating consumers and treating consumers with respect and acting reasonably, I think, as far as the claims you make to your intellectual property.
The thing is, James, is all these years we've had mostly real property and fix things you can pick up and hold. Mm-hmm. Now more and more things, as I said in the early part of the show, are intellectual property. Our culture needs to understand that no more than you would steal someone's bike from their front yard, you shouldn't steal their intellectual property from their website or off the internet or something. It's something that I hope people will pay more attention to. James, thank you for being here. Good job today, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, great. Thanks for having me.
James Plummer, ladies and gentlemen, adjunct analyst at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. And we're going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I will be right back in the next hour with David Noonan and Skip Miller. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.